Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Continuing to break down the Pitt Blue Gold spring game. Happened last Saturday at Acrisure Stadium. A clean day, no injuries, probably the best outcome from the spring game. We know Pat Narduzzi doesn't talk about injuries, but he was quick to share his happiness with the fact that the Panthers came out clean, healthy. Were a few Panthers that didn't participate in the game on the offensive side of the ball, in particular Gavin Bartholomew, Kanate Mumfield, Dejon Reynolds, pretty established pass catchers for the Panthers, unavailable to play in the spring game, but we'll be back here for fall camp. We broke down the offense. We're going to break down the defense here next. Also, going to come back, close out the show with Penny Samaya, Senior Associate AD for Student Life at the Pitt Athletic Department, talk about the Life Skills Program at Pitt and all the great work he does. A couple awards he's won for his work mentoring Pitt student-athletes, some of which play on this Pitt defense. And this is a defense, you know, as we talked throughout the spring, that's replacing a lot. They are replacing a lot to see Who's gonna fill for Kalijah Kancey? Who's gonna fill in for Savasi Aden? It's really the middle cylinder of that defense that has taken a pretty big hit, depth wise and talent wise. Experience. I mean, two safeties that have started, you know, a lot of games for Pat Narduzzi and Randy Bates and Brandon Hill and Eric Hallett. Savasi Aden in the middle is really at you know, command central this defense. Kalijah Kancey, then on the perimeter of the defensive line, Haba Baldonado, Deslin Alexander, Dez a captain, Servassier a captain. There's certainly a lot of production to replace on this defense, but we got a little bit of a look-see into who's going to fill those voids at the Blue Gold Spring. And the first thing I think we saw was a defense that will stop the run, and that's a calling card for Pat Narduzzi. Randy Bates is taking control of this defense and really hasn't changed a whole lot in terms of their base down commitment to stopping the run. Held the offense to 2.6 yards per carry. Talked about that earlier in the spring game. You a lot of twos versus ones, ones versus twos. So you got to kind of, it's not good on bad, but it's great on good. And you expect to stop the run, but I did like what I saw from the linebacking position. You know, we really saw that starting group, you know, with Solomon DeShields playing the, you know, kind of the boundary box inside linebacker. Shane Simon playing the Mike position. He played outside last year, moved inside, veteran player, year in the system, worked with Servassier, good communicator, experience coming from Notre Dame. I thought he looked great inside along with Brandon George. And then, you know, Bengali Kamara and Braylon Lovelace, you know, really playing a lot outside. Nick Lappy is a walk-on that's proved to be a very capable depth piece for this Pitt defense. So like what I saw, you know, from the linebacking position and what they do to fit behind a defensive line, that is, are they missing a game breaker in Kalijah Kancey? Certainly. We don't know who that person's going to be. Just like we didn't know, we heard that Kalijah Kancey might be the next one after Jalen Twyman departed Pitt back in 2019, but Who would have thought that certainly Kalijah would become the player he became? No one outside of the coaches and athletes in those four walls. down at the south side. But I'm not sure who that's going to be on this defense. You've got a lot of experience. Certainly have a lot of experience inside. David Green, Devin Danielson, Tyler Bentley have played a lot of football. I love what I see from DeAndre Jules inside. He's a guy that could break out. Elliot Donald has waited his turn. Sean Fitzsimmons is a stud. He is a stud. I think he's a guy that, when it's all said and done, he'll have a lot to say about who the next great Pitt defensive tackle is. I think this guy's got a chance to play on Sundays, but a lot of work in front of him. And we've heard bits and pieces about him through camp. He may not flash athletically like a Kalijah, certainly like an Aaron Donald type, but a crafty, explosive, strong, tough dude that is going to play a lot of snaps this year in that rotation inside. But so you feel good, though, about kind of the depth inside. Outside, a lot of young talent. A lot of young talent. It starts with Deion Hayes. Certainly he's been in the program, and I think his upside is limitless. So talented, so instinctive, just plays with an attitude. Needs to just continue to hone in and focus on improving. And this is his time now. You know, Dez and Haba are gone. You know, this is Deslin's time, along with Nate Temple, Bam Brema. Sam Okanola had a nice sack in the spring game. Nakai Johnson winning the Ed Conway Award on the defensive side of the ball. Wes Mifflin product. You start to look at, you know, Jimmy Scott, a freshman who came in last year and has put on weight in the offseason and worked in the weight room to develop his strength and explosion. I like that group too. I mean, again, I continue to say this, sound like a broken record, but they're just deep. And Charlie Partridge finds a way to turn, you know, he cuts diamonds, man. And I think there's more there in that group. So front seven-wise, what I think of is I think of young, I think of some experience, but I think of really athletic and talented group. Really athletic and talented. If they put it together, I think they have they're deep enough to play in waves and to platoon. But also they've got some combinations in there that are going to make life miserable for offenses.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the perimeter secondary, a lot of proven known commodities outside. MJ Devonshire, Marquez Williams, AJ Woods. Seen AJ Woods playing a little bit of nickel. I really like that. AJ's a guy that he really tackles well. He runs well. I think he's a guy that can blitz and be an effective player. You know, playing on third down and nickel, that allows you to get three corners on the field. That's a strength, especially if you're going to play blitz man or bring him in pressure and play zone behind it. He can also drop and play zone. Really versatile guy that you're not worried about in the run game. Very physical player. You know, and the safety position is really probably outside of middle linebacker and replacing Servasio Dennis, the safety position and who's going to man kind of those three spots, who are those top three going to be, it'll be very interesting. I thought, you know, for the most part, you know, Javon McIntyre, I think, has been the most consistent. He showed it in the spring game. Man, did he flash. He played outstanding in the game, a number of tackles for loss. Two TFLs, had six total tackles, sit in the right positions. And we saw him make plays, certainly in the Miami game last year. You know, Donovan McMillan got some work with the ones. P.J. O'Brien had a pick six. You look at some of the younger guys like Steph Hall. You're starting to dig into guys that they haven't played. Javon, P.J. have played. Donovan McMillan played at Florida. So those are your three right now. But who's that fourth, fifth guy that are going to come in? And you know, who's going to come in from the, you know, some of the younger guys that come in that may have a chance to press for time? Jordan Bass is a guy that everyone talks about being, you know, the next big thing. He's probably an outside linebacker, but you know, could Donovan play outside linebacker? Potentially. I think he's physical enough. But at that safety position, you know, we've seen Pitt have to platoon guys back there and play guys, especially with these no-huddle type attacks and offenses. So need to have, you know, your complement of depth on the back end. But I think in summary, I thought the defense, you know, going position by position, I thought, you know, they won the blue gold game first and foremost, so they likely had steak and lobster. But I think there's a lot of parts that, when put together, Pat Narduzzi is going to have himself another really good unit. Looking for where production is going to be replaced. Kalijah had a lot of production. We saw the North Carolina game as a perfect example of what that defense looked like without him in there. Now, they adjusted against Miami. I thought they came out and played unbelievably without Kalijah in that game. But Kalijah changes how teams game plan you. Without him, you don't have to double a guy on every play. So you're able to run more traditional run concepts. You're able to account for linebackers in protection, you know, more readily with your five offensive linemen. It changes things. Who's going to replace that production? It's probably not going to be one guy. Who's going to make the kind of game-changing plays that Servassier Dennis continually made? Who's going to be that guy? Bengali Kamara? Yeah, talent-wise, he's the guy. Man, he is a freak physically and has played a lot of ball. Should be very comfortable out there. And has made these plays in practice time and again. But that playmaking linebacker that sets a tone, I think Shane Simon is going to do a great job directing traffic, and Brandon George is very capable. And then probably the biggest improvement we saw from 2021 to 2022 on the defensive side of the ball was the performance of Eric Hallett. And it really started in late 2021. Obviously, his performance in the ACC championship game is will forever go down in the Pitt history books, you know, winning the MVP of that game. But, you know, whether it's Javon or PJ, that field safety who's going to be matched up against linebackers, against slot receivers, rather, a lot of pressure on that position. Who is going to be that guy?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.